Of all the many operas that Donizetti wrote, probably at least two-thirds are practically unknown. His Lucia di Lammermoor has always been, and still is, exceedingly popular. La Favorita shares honors with Lucia, and although not so frequently performed, especially in America, is still one of the best known of Donizetti's works. Its libretto is adapted from an old French drama. As an opera, it was first performed at the Academy in Paris on December the 2nd, 1840. Its first American production was in 1853. The story of La Favorita is connected, logical, and dramatic. Ferdinand, the novice in the convent of St. James de Compostela, has seen and fallen in love with Leonora, the mistress of Alfonso, King of Castile, without knowing either her name or quality. The intensity of his passion causes him to renounce his novitiate to seek out the object of his love. He drops the somber habiliments of the convent and succeeds in gaining access to Leonora. His love is returned by her, but she is very careful not to let him learn the position she holds. She procures a commission in the army for Ferdinand and bids him leave, and he, seeing the way to glory open before him, departs full of bright hope. In the next act, Ferdinand reappears at court, returning from the war in which he has highly distinguished himself. Alfonso asks him to name the prize which he demands for his services. Ferdinand claims the hand of Leonora. The king, who immediately becomes aware that there exists a mutual feeling between these two persons, gives his assent with reluctance, as he loves her dearly, and had just now nearly risked the wrath of the Pope for her sake. Leonora, who does not wish to be taken for any better than she is, dispatches her faithful servant Inez to her lover to inform him of her past history. But the message is never delivered, and Ferdinand is married, still believing in the virtue of his wife. He learns the truth, however, and believing himself to be the victim of a base conspiracy of the king and his mistress, renounces all his honors, breaks his sword, and hurling defiance at the conscience-smitten king, and curses on the crestfallen Leonora, retires to return once more and forever to the cloister. Cast off by the king, despised by him whom she loves, Leonora has no desire but to die. But first she must obtain Ferdinand's forgiveness. Disguising herself in the habiliments of a novice, she starts on her pilgrimage to the convent of St. James and arrives there only to die in the arms of her husband. The record starts at the point in Act 4 when Ferdinand, learning that his wife has been the king's mistress, has returned to the cloister. Left alone by the monks, who retire into the chapel, he sings this beautiful aria, in which he recalls his wooing of the lovely Leonora and deplores the death of his love for her.